Dr. Dog mit Engineer Says auf Flux FM am Dienstagnachmittag. Die Band aus Philly spielt heute Abend im schönen Privatclub und schon jetzt sind die Herren bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über ihr neues Album The Psychedelic Swamp, dessen Originalversion ja noch vor der eigentlichen Bandgründung im Jahre 2001 aufgenommen und veröffentlicht worden war. Wir finden heraus, wie das so ist, sich mit Liedern zu beschäftigen, die man als Teenager komponierte und ob dieses Zurückblicken vielleicht auch neue Einsichten in die eigene Kunst eröffnete. Wir sprechen über das Konzept hinter dem neu aufgenommenen Debüt und die Show am heutigen Abend. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Hello and welcome Scott, Frank and Zach. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Dog.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
Doing great, thanks. How are you?
Cool, thank you. Where are you coming from actually? Where
have you played? We landed here in Berlin last night or yesterday midday.
Okay, cool.
And we stayed at this hotel right up the street from here. And so yeah, we're just beginning our trip over here.
Ah, see. Yeah. Nice. So you're fit and well-prepared for tonight's show.
We're ready, yeah. Cool. We're so ready.
Cool, cool, cool. Congratulations on your new, old, re-recorded and re-released LP, The Psychedelic Swamp. Its original version was recorded in 2001. How did you come up with the idea to revisit those songs?
Well, there was, among the many things that first version was about, kind of, implied this second version, which has taken us a long time, many years to get back to. But the idea of redoing it was actually built into the original version in the sense that part of the concept of the first version was that we didn't, in fact, make that tape, that this guy Phrases made this tape.
Yeah, that's his fictional character.
Fictional character
kind of like gave the songs to you.
Yeah, for us to re-record and translate into an accessible pop context to spread his message to the masses.
Yeah.
So we've always known that there was that original version that was a very weird, experimental, home-recorded, really super low-budget, bizarre kind of sound collage on tape. We've always known that there was the second version that needed to happen, which would be the more highly produced pop version of it. And we've been wanting to do it for a really long time. It's just, in the general pace of the band, it's hard to commit to the amount of time it would take to do it, especially in light of the fact that would typically mean we wouldn't be able to be recording or working on new stuff that we're also simultaneously excited about. So about a year or so, or 2 years ago, we were solicited by a theater group out of Philadelphia, where we're from, and they asked us if we'd be interested in collaborating with them on some sort of experimental theater. And so we got real excited about it, and we told them about our Psychedelic Swamp album and how it had this narrative, and they were into it. And so they said, okay, yeah, let's make a piece of theater out of that, at which point we realized this is also the right time to do the album side of it. So theater collaboration was kind of the catalyst for us finally doing the translated rock version that earlier tape.
So you've regrouped with the fictional character and with your younger selves, kind of, right?
I mean,
it must be crazy to look back at songs that you've worked on or that you've been given to when you were teenagers, right?
I mean,
that must be a great kind of look back on your own self.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was sublime in a lot of ways. I mean, it pointed out on the one hand, like, how deeply rooted we still are in the same general set of sensibilities that was going on that long ago. But it also pointed out simultaneously how far we've come in how we work and what kind of work we can do, and our generally, like, our relationship with recording and how all of that has evolved much. So it was, in the one hand, like a way of reconnecting to our former selves, but in another way, it really pointed out how far we've come since then.
And it was easier for you to kind of like put the whole stuff into a popular context now, right? Because you've learned so much in the past
15
years.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that it was this kind of, that the concept was that it was our responsibility to make this an accessible pop record, even though the raw material of it was some of the weirdest stuff we've ever written. I mean, even at the time that we wrote it, it was intentionally weird and very insular and all to do with just this little microcosm we created out of the swamp. So the songs for us are total anomalies today and even were then. So working on them with the addition of so much time passed just made it feel like we were very removed from the music. And so recording it became a very free and liberating process of everyone just kind of being totally able to try anything. And it enabled us to try a lot of different methods in the studio that we've never really tried before.
Yeah, I've read that there once was a rule within the band that you would never record a cover version, but this album kind of felt as if you were covering your own music.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, due to the amount of time that's gone by and how just kind of weird the songs inherently are, it really felt like, especially for Toby and I being the ones bringing in the songs typically, there was no personal attachment. It's not like this song was written a couple months ago about that about your life or how you felt about something, you know. It was just these bygone weird stories,
so it was easier to let go of certain parts maybe of the songs, or to put a whole other sound philosophy around those ideas.
Totally. And even rewrite the songs. I mean, we weren't beholden to anything other than the broadest sense of the concept of this album. And when it came to the music, you could rewrite it. You could, I mean, no holds barred. I mean, there was nothing we were trying to replicate about that original tape.
And how can one imagine that theater piece that you've just mentioned? Was that fictional character part of the whole thing, or?
He manifests himself at the end. That's kind of what the whole play was about, was trying to manifest him here on Earth. And so in a nutshell, the premise of the play was that Dr. Dog was on stage with a team of scientists, kind of hooked up into this whole really janky scientific apparatus to try in real time to summon signals from the swamp. And if we succeeded, then we would hopefully manifest phrases there on stage. And by the end of the play, we had in the form of this creature made of analog tape. And there was a lot of
phrases made of analog tape.
Yeah. That's how we saw him, which also kind of looked like a swamp creature at the same time. There was the theme of the original cassette, and the fact that we as a band had received a cassette from him kind of became a theme throughout the piece. And
now it all makes sense to me.
All right. Well,
I had to ask a few questions.
I don't know if it makes sense to me.
It all makes sense to me. Thank you for that. Now, I've read that some of the new songs of the LP have not existed before. They are songs that are completely new on that LP, right?
And yeah, there's
just been inspired
two
by old school material.
Toby wrote two. Toby wrote two new ones, kind of in the theme, in the vein of the story, to kind of flesh out the type of material that was on our record.
Yeah, and Bring My Baby Back is one of those new songs.
Yeah,
and that's been inspired by the one that we've just listened to, inspired by Engineer Says, kind of.
Yeah, it sort of jumps off from a line in Engineer Says, which is "Make them pay and make them bring my baby back to me," which is actually from the point of view of Fraze's wife. You know, Fraze's is this man on Earth who at one point just disappears.
Yeah.
And so his wife is left alone on Earth, frustrated and wondering where he went, trying to come up with some explanation. And so then Toby wrote Bring My Baby Back as a further exploration into how his wife felt about the whole thing.
See? So let's listen to the wife's story.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. Dr. Dog mit Bring My Baby Back. Im Anschluss an den Song quatschen wir noch ein bisschen weiter und wir verlosen Tickets für ihre Show heute Abend im Privatclub. Und wir werden auch eine kleine Live-Performance hier präsentieren dürfen von und mit Dr. Dog. Thanks to his wife, the engineer was finally paid in the end. Dr. Dog mit Bring My Baby Back, 15:23. Wir quatschen noch ein bisschen und hören noch eine Live-Performance und dann verlosen wir Tickets für die Show heute Abend im Privatclub von Dr. Dog aus Philadelphia. Now, you've looked back at your younger selves and somehow the way you did approach music back then. Do you think that will still influence your band and the way that you compose songs in the near future?
I do think so, yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways, this record is sort of a tangent in the sense that I think that where the band is really at, and I think what interests the band most about using the studio, is something very different from what went down with the swamp, in that I think that our interests have been becoming more towards the live side of the band and how the band plays live, and that record wasn't really done in a live fashion. More
the original version.
This new one and the original one.
Yeah.
And so in respect to the original one, we did do this new one in a very experimental way, not live.
Yeah.
But in another side of the band, I feel like in the last few years, we've been becoming much more into the way that the band plays live and to try to bring that into the studio. But despite that, I think that we learned so much doing the Swamp, the new Swamp record, the way that we did and really expanded the way that we can use the studio and all the various different ways you can approach being in there. And I think that there was a lot of really creatively liberating things about it that went down.
So you're feeling home in both worlds now. So it's going to be the best of both worlds kind of
in
the future, maybe. Yeah, sounds good to me. So does traveling or touring with that record, does it feel like time traveling sometimes in moments when you, or are the new versions so far away from the old ones that it doesn't?
I think that the touring side of it. I think that the new versions feel so far from the original ones. And it's, at some point we're going to put out that original version. And I think anyone listening and comparing the first one to the second one will then realize how truly different they are aesthetically and the way that they're sort of built and designed and everything.
Yeah.
Plus being on the road, you know, we've been playing just maybe about half the new record and still filling our sets up. I mean, we've got like 10 albums out now, you know, so when we go on the road, we're choosing from such a wide catalog of songs and the old songs are influencing the way we're playing these new Swamp songs and introducing these Swamp songs into our set are having a little bit of an effect on the way we do the old ones too.
Ah, cool.
And so it's all kind of swirling into one soup, you know, doesn't really feel so much like the Swamp is this brand new statement inside the set.
And you can't make 15 years just like go away and feel like 19 again.
And we've got, you know, especially in the States, we've got fans who've been coming to see us for so long. And, you know, a lot of those people might not even have heard the Swamp yet. And they're still coming out because they've been buying our records for 12 years or something, you know. So, and we've been just playing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So although there's a concept behind the LP and although there's a fictional character that still appears on the new version of the LP, it's not going to be like a concept album live show where you play this, the song in its entire, the LP from song A to song Z.
No, we didn't approach it like that. We did in terms of the visual production of the tour, which we're not traveling over here with, but in the States we have a whole kind of visual production for the tour and it's based on the kind of the aesthetic of the Swamp album.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, we're not running any sort of conceptual narrative through our sets or anything like that. We kind of got our fill of that doing the theatrical version of it all last summer, which was only that. Totally the music of the Swamp and nothing else.
Cool. So now you could play us a little song if you'd like. You've brought some instruments with you.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear you play one live. Which song are we going to be listening to?
We're going to do a song called That Old Black Hole.
From the 2012
album, right? Be the Void.
Yes, okay. Dr. Dog live auf Lux FM.
I put on my clothes like a bodyguard. I put the dogs on patrol in my own backyard. Fight, but I'm constantly ready and I don't rock the boat, but it's always unsteady. There's an elephant in my head and I tiptoe around it. There are eggshells on the floor, therefore I never touch the ground. It's like that old black hole. No matter how you try, you'll set out each day never to arrive. I got my prize, but it looks just like a mystery, and it all rolls by on the lonesome trail to victory. I'm drawing the blinds, I got my own four walls. Man, the show really starts once the curtain falls. Take this thorn from my side, fix this chip on my shoulder. Time is racing with the clock, and I ain't getting any older. It's like that old black hole. No matter how you try, it's like that old black hole. No matter how you try, it's like that old black hole. No matter how you try, you'll set out each day never to arrive. I put on my finest threads and a wrap with the sun in my eyes. I step into the night like the mystery in the dark.
Oh, it's just another kind of light. I don't expect it to believe me, but everything is alright. Well, I don't make rules for a living. I don't do tricks for a dime. And I was born on a good day. Deaf, dumb, and blind. Who am I to tell the truth? Oh, I don't even know what it is. Well, I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you. Said I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you. I tie my boots up tight, and I head straight for bed. There's a pistol and a crystal. Underneath my pillow, there's a tender heart. Inside that ugly armadillo, these are tears of joy. Weeping willow, there's a spirit in the air. There ain't no way around it. I was not prepared to lose it on the moment that I found it. It's like that old black hole. No matter how you try, it's like that old black hole. No matter how you try.
Yes! Applause, applause, applause! Ladies and gentlemen, he's still breathing. He's going to make it to the show tonight. Thank you for that beautiful live performance of That Old Black Hole.
Thank
Dr. Dog, live by Flux FM und heute Abend live im Privatclub. Wer gerade zugehört hat, wird merken, dass man da durchaus vorbeigehen sollte. Und wir eröffnen euch hiermit noch die Möglichkeit, umsonst dieses tolle Konzert zu erleben. Ihr könnt mich anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Wenn ihr an Tickets kommen möchtet für Dr. Dog aus Philadelphia heute Abend bei ihrer Show im Privatclub. 030 2000 9000 Dr. Dog. Thanks again, guys. I hope I'll see you again pretty soon.
Absolutely.
I want to have more of this. That was really nice. Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.